Pero
I'd like to read Judges chapter 7.
Ndoda kuverenga bhuku revatongi chitsauko 7.
I'm reading verses 1 to 8.
Ndoda kuverenga ndima yekutanga kusvika verse 8.
Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the hosts of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley.
Zino Jerubbaal ndiye Gideon wakamuka mangwanani iye navanhu vose vaaiva naye vakandodzika matende avo patsime raHerodhi. Misasa yaMidiani yakanga iri nechekumusoro kwavo pachikomo cheMore pampata.
Those brethren that have gone to Israel were given the opportunity to go to the well of Herod.
Hama dzakamboenda kuIsraeri vakawana mukana wekuenda kutsime raHerodhi.
And these names that's coming up in this scripture are not new to them because they've seen these mountains.
Mazita ari kutaurwa mugwaro iri haasi matsoko avari nokuti vakaona makoma.
Amen. So it's not fiction, but these things are there.
Saka hazvisi zvinhu zvekufungidzira asi zvinhu zvitoriko zvechokwadi.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel vaunt for themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me.
Jehovah akati kuna Gideon, vanhu vaunawo vakawandisa kuti ndiise vaMidiani mumaoko avo kuti vaIsraeri varege kuzozvikudza pamberi pangu vachiti maoko edu ndiwo akatiponesa.
Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And they returned of the people 20 and 2,000, and there remained 10,000.
Naizvozvo zvino enda undoparidza vanhu vanzwe uti ani nani unotya unodedera ngaadzoke hake abve pagomo reGiriadhi. Vanhu vane zviuru zvina makumi maviri nezviviri vakadzoka, vakasara vane zviuru zvine gumi.
It was a very big crowd.
Vanhu vakawanda.
There were 32,000 altogether.
Vakanga vari 32,000 pamwe chete.
So 22 went back.
22,000 vakadzokera.
And only 10,000 remained.
Pakasara 10,000 chete.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. The 10,000. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Ipapo Jehovah akati kuna Gideon, nazvino vana vachiri vazhinji ivo vaya 10,000. Enda navo kumvura ndivaedze. Zvino kana ndikati kwauri, uyu unofanira kuenda newe, ndiye wauchaenda naye. Asi kana ndikati kwauri uyu haufaniri kuenda naye, iye haangaendi.
So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that leapeth of the water with his tongue is as a dog leapeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink.
Ipapo akaenda navanhu kumvura. Jehovha akati kuna Gideon, mumwe nemumwe unokapura mvura nerurimi sezvinokapura imbwa unofanira kumiisa kurutivi ari oga. Saizvozvowo mumwe nemumwe unofugama pamabvi ake pakunwa.
And the number of them that lay putting their hand to their mouth were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water.
Zvino vanhu vakanga vakapura mvura vachiisa maoko avo kumiromo vakasvika varume vana mazana matatu asi vamwe vose vakapfugama namabvi avo pakunwa mvura.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that leapt, will I save you and deliver the Midianites unto thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place.
Ipapo Jehovha akati kuna Gideon, ndichakuponesai navarume ava vana mazana matatu vakakapa mvura nokuisa vaMidian muruoko rwako. Vanhu vose ngavaende havo mumwe nomumwe kutende rake.
So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley.
Naizvozvo vanhu vakatora mbuva yavo mumaoko avo nehwamanda dzavo akaendesa vamwe varume vose vaIsraeri mumwe nomumwe kutende rake, asi wakasara navana mazana matatu. Misasa yavaMidiani yakanga iri pasi pake mumupata.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo. Garai zvenyu pasi.
The prophet one time preached a message of perfect strength in perfect weakness.
Profita pane mimwe nguva akaparidza mharidzo inonzi simba rakakwana muhutera hwakakwana.
And in there he was showing that it doesn't take your ability, it doesn't take your power for God to overcome.
Mumaridzo ive vaita zvachitori simba rako hazvitori kukwanisa kwako kuti Mwari vakunde.
So a lot of times God does not wait until you are strong enough, neither does he use your strength to show that he is God.
Saka kawanda Mwari havamirire kuratidza kushanda kwavo iwe kana une simba kana kumirira kushandisa simba rako kuti varatidze kuti zvinoshanda.
But a lot of times he uses the weaklings to prove that his word is true.
Asi nguva dzakawanda Mwari vanoshandisa mateera kuratidza kuti zvinoshanda.
Amen.
Amen.
And we even notice that with Abraham.
Takazvicherechedza izvozvo pana Abraham.
When God called him, he was still a strong man, 75.
Mwari pavakamudana anga achiri murume ane simba ane 75.
Of course, they lived a lot longer those days than now.
Mazuva iwayo vaikura kusvika makore akawanda kudarika izvino.
So at 75, Abraham received the promise.
Saka makore 75 Abraham akagamuchira vimbiso.
That he was going to be a father of nations.
Kuti achava baba vemarudzi.
And that he was going to another land.
Uye kuti achazoenda kune imwe nyika.
I want to believe that with his strength, he was able to go all over the place and tell them what God has told them.
Ndoda kutenda kuti nesimba raive naro aikwanisa kufamba kwese kwose achivaudza uchapupu hwezvaudzwa naMwari.
You can even see on the map the journey that he took from Ai of the Chaldeans in Iran or Iraq, right? In Iraq, but they traveled all the way through Mesopotamia and going to Damascus and coming all the way to Canaan.
Ndokwanisa kutoona pa map rwendo rwakafamba kubva ku Iran kana Iraq akafamba rwendo rwese kutenda ku Damascus kuuya kudzika.
So that's where Abraham came from, Iran. Is that
Iraq?
Is that okay? Amen.
Amen.
So he came from that whole journey and he was able to walk. I don't believe they didn't have vehicles, they didn't have the aeroplane, but they walked all the way. But he was a strong man. His father Terah was old already, he died on the way.
Baba vake Tera vakanga vatokwegura kare vakafira munzira.
Amen. But Abraham, with the strength that he still had, maybe he could go up on the mountains to pray and to testify of the goodness of the Lord.
Abraham nesimba rainaro pamwe aikwanisa kutokira gomo kunonamata nekufamba achinopupura
pane zvakaudzwa naMwari. The child never came.
Asi mwana haana kuuya.
God waited until Abraham was weak and weary.
Mwari vakamirira Abraham paakanga asina simba aneta.
Amen. In chapter 17, we hear he is now El Shaddai, a weak man, Abraham.
Suck
from me. Get strength from me. He was now a weak man.
wana simba kubva kwandiri nekuti anga ari murume asina simba.
Walk thou before me.
Famba pamberi pangu.
And chapter 18 he comes 18. In to confirm the promise that he gave when he was still 75.
Akadzoka zvakare kusimbisa vimbiso yanga apa.
It appeared like it will never happen.
Zvaita kunge zvisingambofa zvakaitika.
Because Abraham was old, Sarah was old also.
Nekuti Abraham anga akwegura, Sarah anga achembera.
So God waits until you are useless but yet depending on him.
Mwari vanomira iwe usakwanise kuzvibatsira asi wakungoti Mwari ndinovimba nemi.
And this is what happened for Father Abraham.
Ndo zvakaitika kuna baba vedu Abraham.
Because we all know now.
Iye zvino tava kuziva tese.
God waits until you try.
Mwari vanomirira kuti iwe umboedza.
And you keep on trying.
Woramba uchiedza.
The time you raise your hands in surrender, that's the time he comes in.
Kusvikira paunozokanda mapfumo pasi wosumudza maoko kuti aiwa Ishe.
When you are still able to do it, he will fold his hands.
Kana iwe uchikwanisa kuzviita, Mwari vanopeta maoko.
He will wait until you fold your hands.
Vanomirira kusvika iwe wakanda mapfumo pasi.
Then he begins to work.
Votanga kushanda.
If you are still able to fight for yourself, he will watch.
Kana iwe uchikwanisa kurwa wega, Mwari vanongomira wotarisa.
But when you now say, Lord, I can do it.
Asi iwe paucha pupura kuzoti Mwari handikwanise kuita.
Lord, I thought I could do it.
Ishe ndaifunga kuti ndinozvikwanisa.
That's the time he steps in.
Ndo panopindira Mwari.
At the time when you are weakest.
Panguva yaunenge usisina simba.
When you need his help.
Paunenge wakuda rubatsiro rwavo.
That's when he comes.
Ndo pavanouya Mwari.
Did he do that with Jacob?
Vakazviita here kuna Jacobo.
He outwitted his own brother.
Anga kunda mukoma wake.
Outwitted his uncle.
Ava kunda tezvara vake.
And there was nobody else to outwit.
Papa sina mumwe munhu wekuchinyengera.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the time when the angel came.
Ndo panguva yakauya ngirozi.
Amen.
Amen.
But we don't want to wait until we are useless.
Hatidi kumirira kuti tisvike pakuzoti tapara.
But even with the strength you have,
kunyange nesimba rawinaro,
you have got to simply say, Lord, I can do it.
Iwe unofanira kungoti Ishe handikwanise.
I'm depending on you.
Ndiri kutovimba nemi.
You don't wait until all your strength and until you are so old.
Haumirire simba rako rese rapera watokura.
Right now.
Iye zvino.
God waits for you to surrender.
Mwari vari kumirira kuti uti Ishe handikwanise.
When you raise your hands.
Kana wasumudza maoko.
That's the international sign of surrender.
Ndizvo zvinogamuchirwa pasi rose kuti ndakanda mapfumo pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
You got nothing in your hands. You say, you can take me now. I can be a prisoner of war.
Handina chandinacho muruoko futi ndakanda pasi munogona kunditora mondiita musungwa womuhondo.
So God is looking for men and women that can do that.
Mwari ari kutsvaga varume nemadzimai vanoti takanda mapfumo pasi.
That can fully surrender, then God can use you.
Vanogona kuzvipira zvizere Mwari vogona kukubatsira.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people depend on their arguments.
Vamwe vanhu vanovimba nenharo dzavo.
God can use you yet.
Mwari havakwanisi kukushandisa wakadaro.
Is all right? Some depend on their intellect. How they can outwit other people. He doesn't use you yet. Amen.
Amen.
You must be like Paul. Who says, all that I have learned, I count it as dung. Is all right? Then God will begin to use you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is how he trains his warrior.
We
got warriors tonight. I believe you are one of them. And
to
realize God never used Moses. When he was full up in his strength. He overcame kingdoms for
Pharaoh.
And he built bridges. Buildings for Pharaoh.
Akavaka mazambuko achivakwa zvivako achivakira Pharaoh.
Until Moses was the name.
Kusvikira Moses ndo zita rakava nemukurumbira.
Bridges were called Moses.
Mazambuko achinzi Moses.
Big buildings were called Moses.
Zvivakwa zvikuru zvichinzi ana Moses.
The great highways were called Moses.
Migwagwa mikuru ichinzi Moses.
I'm looking for Brother Moses. I don't see him.
Ndirutsvaga Brother Moses handisikuvaona.
He normally stands up when I talk about that.
Vanowanzosumuka kana ndikatanga kutaura nezva Moses.
He is not here.
Havasi munhu.
But anyway.
Zvakadaro hazvo.
It was the household name, if you can put it like that.
Rangara zita rinotaurwa nevanhu vese tikadaro.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Until everybody they wanted to be identified with Moses.
Kusvikira munhu wese aida kutobatanidzwa naMoses.
Amen.
Amen.
Like Usain Bolt.
Sir Usain Bolt.
All the different companies.
My company is.
They wanted to be identified with Usain Bolt.
Vese makambani vaida kuti Usain Bolt avashambadzire zvinhu zvavo.
Because they knew that is the man of the hour.
Nekuti vaizati ndiye munhu ari pamuromo wemunhu wese.
But he's defeated now, you know.
Asi iye zvino akazokundwa.
Because the things of men.
Nekuti zvinhu zvevanhu.
Amen. They don't go forever, is that right?
Gare nekusingaperi.
This is it.
Ndonya yacho.
God could have taken Moses when he was in the prime of his power. This is what men do. Men is looking for the greatest. They are looking for the best. They are looking for the most powerful. The one that can talk. That's the people that people are looking for. But God waited until there was no Moses again. Is that right? When he was taken away from Egypt, do you know how long it took for God to remove Moses from Moses? What the people called Moses, inside Moses, God pulled it out. It took 8 years. Until Moses had nobody to influence. Amen.
Amen.
Apart from sheep only. He was smelling like sheep. Then he was giving names to sheep. And the behavior and that he would know in his mind was sheep. And in the hot deserts, in the heat in the desert, God cooked away the knowledge of Moses.
Mukupisa kwekupisa kwemurenje, Mwari vakapisa ruzivo rwese rwaiva naMoses.
Until there was no more Moses in him.
Kusvikira makasara musisina Moses muna Moses.
The pomp of Moses was gone.
Kuzvikudza kwose kwaMoses kwakaenda.
Then God said, that's the time.
Mwari vakati nguva yakwana.
I got to use him now.
Ndakwanisa kumushandisa izvi.
This is how God does it.
Ndo mashandira anoita Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't look at how much weaponry you have.
Mwari havatarisi kuti une zvombo zvakadii.
It's him that must be in the center of everything. He doesn't want you to take glory in anything. He wants the glory. Until you are going to say, it's God who has done this. Is that right? He asked Moses, what is in your hand? If you look into what was in the hand, you never think it will defeat enemies. A crooked stick. But he took that with him down to Egypt. He overcame a superpower. So God had to use that which was in Moses' hand. How about
Samson?
600 were coming against him.
600.
He had nothing. Amen. He was not able to kill people by hand. But the nearest thing that was close to him was a rotten jawbone of an ass. And that's what he took. And that is what was in his hand. And God used that one and defeated the Philistines. Do you think the jawbone can do that? The prophet says these guys had helmets 1 inch thick of brass. But Samson took that one. And he will hit the helmet. You can compare the strength of brass and bone. then you will know it's not the power of the bone. But it is the power of God. Is that right? Yes. We can go through the Bible. We can talk about Shamgar. We can talk about the different ones. We can talk about the prophet with seventh grade education. Is that right? But that is what God took and defied the knowledge of the people in the world. Amen.
Amen.
If God had taken somebody who is well degreed, whenever he
will
come to a problem, he
will
go back to his knowledge and education. But God took one who didn't have that, so that when he comes into a problem, he will lean on God. And he wants you today to do the same. That you must never lean on your own understanding. Neither must you lean on the arm of flesh. But you must lean on God. Hallelujah. He says, God wants you to lean on something that is not movable. Everything else can move, but the word of God can never move. It can never be shaken. Brother, sister, when you come to that, then you know nothing is going to move you. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing is going to bother you, because you know this. You are leaning on something great. So tonight you have seen, brother, sister, God is not depending on your greatness.
He
is not depending on what you can do, lest you are going to boast.
He
is depending on what he has done himself. This is where we are finding this story. Amen. 32,000 people came up.
32,000.
Amen. Gideon went to his people. We're going to fight the Midianites.
Gideon akaenda kuvanhu vake akati akuenda kunorwa nema Midian.
Amen. Come, let's go and fight.
Uya itende kunorwa navo.
And these great thousands came.
Vanhu ava 32,000 vakauya.
But you see, God did not go to the army.
Asi muri kuona Mwari haana kuenda kuvanhu.
He went to Gideon.
Vakaenda kuna Gideon.
To say, you are the mighty man of
valor.
You are going to overcome the Midianites like one man. Is that right? So if the 32,000 had gone to fight the Midianites, obviously they were going to defeat them, because God was on their side. But you know what Israel was going to say? What else could we have done? 32,000.
32,000.
We were even more than them. So we can overcome them. We have done it with our own power. But God didn't want that. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what happened one time when the Arabs went to fight
Israel?
The Arab countries came together. And they said, we want to fight
Israel.
Brother, when you look at the statistics, it was 1 Israeli versus 40 soldiers of the
Arabs.
That was the ratio. Is that right? But they went to war. Amen.
Amen.
And under normal circumstances, the Arab was going to win because they outnumbered them. Is that right? But the opposite happened. Amen.
Amen.
The Arab got defeated.
But
our God can still do the same, because we are spiritual Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, it's not so many of us that's living on this earth today that's believers. We have more unbelievers than believers. When you look on the natural. But when even if you go on the spiritual side, brother, the more demons than the people that are alive. But do you know that every day you are fighting? Amen.
Amen.
When you are busy driving your car, there are thousands of demons that are trying to push your car out of the road. Did you know that? When you are walking down the street, there are many demons that are against you trying to push you down. Amen. If only you get to know that. That the demons are busy fighting you. Brother, then you're going to know how to fight. Is that right? What happens when you sit down, you open your Bible, and you want to read? And the demons come, they close your eyes. And you can even justify yourself. I'm so tired. I've been working so much. God will understand me. That I can do while I'm reading His word. Demon fighting. Is that right? Brothers, you can tell me. That you have dozed at least while you're listening to a tape. Oh yeah, I know that. Because it's devils. That's busy fighting. Amen.
Amen.
So, you have got much that is against you. But you must know that Almighty God is on your side. How about when Israel was fighting nations that had come together against
it?
And they were actually more than them. But you know what God did? He rained hailstones out of the heavens. There was nothing. But big stones came and they were hitting the people before Israel. And the people were dying. Did it happen? Yes. Our God did it. I'm glad to say He can still do it. We have gone through difficult situations in this life. Amen.
Amen.
Situations where you thought, look, I'm done. I can't go out of this. I'm finished. Amen. But Almighty God took care of you. Today you are alive. To live as a witness. That through thick and thin. Understanding or not understanding. Almighty God proved that He is still alive. That is the God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to depend on our intellect. We want to depend on the Word of God. This is why people in the message, preachers in the message, do you know, we have got a lot of things that we can talk about. We have got very good ideas. Some of them beautiful. Some of them workable. Is that right? But we are commanded to repeat what he said. Because our ideas will never help another. Is that right? And Paul says, God, what men call the foolishness of God, that is wiser than the wisdom of men. Can you imagine, brothers? What men call foolishness with God. That one, that level is even higher.
izvozvo zvinonzi zvitori pamusoro pane uchenjeri hwevanhu.
Yes, there's a scripture there.
Ndogwaro racho.
So you can never compare with God.
Haukwanise kuzvenzanisa naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So our ideas are useless.
Pfungwa dzedu hadzibatsire.
Our way of reasoning does not work.
Mafungiro edu atinoita hashande.
But that which you think is useless.
Asi icho chaunofunga kuti ichi hachishandi.
But yet it is in the word of God.
Asi chiri mushoko raMwari.
Take it.
Chitore.
It is going to help you.
Chichakubatsira.
This is where we fail.
Ndopatinokundikana
ipa. Because we are rating the word of God with your thinking.
Nekuti uri kuenzanisa shoko raMwari nemafungiro ako.
Then you don't take his advice because you think it doesn't work.
Saka iwo hauchatore zano raMwari nekuti uri kuti harishande.
Amen.
Amen.
But we take what God says.
Asi tinotora zvinotaurwa naMwari.
Because that is what works for us.
Nekuti ndo zvinoshanda kwatiri.
Amen.
Amen.
So God shows it here with Gideon.
Mwari vazoratidza pano naGideon.
He had told him that he's a mighty man of valor.
Vakanga vamudza kuti uri murume womhare.
So he's going with him in the process.
Vakufamba naye Gideon mumatano aya.
To show that he is a mighty man of valor.
Kumuratidza iye Gideon kuti murume womhare.
But over here he has got complexes.
Asi apa ari chiri kunetsekana.
I can't do it.
Handikwanise kuzviita.
In my family I'm the lowest.
Kumhuri yangu tisive.
Even our house in Israel is the least back there.
Imba yedu muIsrael.
How can I be a mighty man of valor?
Ndingagova sei murume womhare.
With the Midianites against us. We can never prosper.
This
is where we all come from. Is that right? When you look at your situation, I can never be called a saint. I can never be an overcomer. I can never be a Christian. Because you are looking at the wrong thing. Look at the word of God. Because that is what describes your tomorrow life.
Nekuti shoko raMwari ndorinotsanangura upenyu hwako hwemangwana.
Amen. And as a normal man,
semunhu wemazuva ese,
he's calling soldiers.
Vari kudana varwi.
And 32 come.
32,000 vabva vauya.
Amen. And before he goes to fight,
vasati vaenda kunorwa,
he says, Lord, we are ready.
Akati Ishe, tagadzira kunorwa.
So Gideon, come here.
Sikanzi Gideon, uya kuno.
I don't use man's might.
Handisi kuda kushandisa simba revanhu.
Amen. These people are too many. You tell them to go back. Says, but the way you do it, you tell them if there's somebody who is a weakling, anybody that is fearful, don't worry. Just go back home. Nobody is going to worry you and ask you why you are going back. Because you are weary, number one. Number two, you are fearful.
Chekutanga une hutera una simba chechipiri.
Because by that time, the Midianites were covering a whole side of the mountain. And they knew what the Midianites would do. Because all these people had their cattle gone. Had their sheep gone. Amen. Amen. So these people were inflicting fear in them. Is that right? So the people said, no, 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 we can't fight those people. And they went away. Is that right? And 10,000 remained. So Gideon says, look, I've got these 10.
Gideon, ndasara ne 10,000 avaishe.
God says, no, there's still too many.
Mwari akatai vachiri vakawanda.
Amen. First pull.
Kudonza kwekutanga.
Second pull.
Kudonza kwechipiri.
Now we are on the last pull.
Iye zvinotava kudonza kwekupedzisira.
Are you seeing where we are?
Murikuona here patava?
Because every ministry
nekuti shumiro yega yega
must have three pulls.
Inofanira kuva nekudonza kutatu.
The first pull.
Kudonza kwekutanga.
Second and the third.
Yechipiri neyechitatu.
And the third is what brings the result.
Is that right?
The prophet had three pulls. And we come in on the third pull. We're not coming on the first. We're not coming on the second. We're coming on the last pull. And this is where the results come. Not on the first and second. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
And like we mentioned the other time, that we people in the message, instead of proceeding with the third, we want to go back onto the second. That's where we want to go to. You can watch in the message realm today how many people are claiming to be discerning. Right? Almost every corner. They've got somebody who says, yeah, that man, he's discerning. That one, Ken, this one, and they say this one is a prophet of the fivefold. People like that. Because they want somebody to hold their head and shake a little bit and tell them something about tomorrow. Whether that job is going to sustain them for a long time. Who they're going to marry and all these other things. You know what? This is what people want. Even unbelievers. They're looking for fortune tellers. They're looking for somebody who can read the palm. They want foretellers. Right? That's where we're coming from. All the madalas here, they've been to witch doctors at least at one time or another. What were you doing there? They told you about your house, where your house is facing, and what's in your house. It's all right? Now you come in the message, you want the same again. Come out of that. Amen.
Amen.
I might not know what is going to happen to me tomorrow. That's not my problem. I must have faith in the one who knows my tomorrow. And I'll be saying, where he leads me, I will follow. And I don't believe in bad luck or good luck. Whenever you are a Christian, God knows where to lead you. And wherever he leads you, you must thank him for that. Is that right? And he knows what instrument he must use to work on you so that you might be perfect. He has got so many of them. Some of them are people, your friends. Instrument. To work on you until you are perfect. Is that true? Yes. But this is where we are. God says, take these 10,000 people to the water. I'm going to give you a water test. Don't tell them anything. You see, you stand there and watch me working. Meanwhile, the Midianites are waiting. Amen.
Amen.
Because the battle is raging already. Amen.
Amen.
So Gideon tells them, I want you to come and drink water here. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm watching the way you're drinking. And God told him, if you see people kneeling down and going and drink water like this, put them over there. But there are some who come and pick water by their hands and lift. Amen. Put them over this side. But you know what? People are always affected by the majority. Sister, why are you putting on a dress like this? Oh yeah, sister so-and-so has done it. Even the deacon's wife has done it also.
So,
sister, why are you doing this? Even the son of the pastor also does that. What else do you want me to do?
Saka muda kuti ndiite sei?
You do things because you see other people doing it.
Uri kuita zvinhu nekuti uri kuona vanhu vachizviita.
Are those ones the people that you must follow?
Ndo vanhu vanofanira kutevera here?
They don't have heaven.
Havana denga vanhu vari kutevera.
God is the only one who has got heaven.
Mwari ndo vega vane denga rekupinda.
Follow what he says.
Teedzera zviri kutaurwa naMwari.
And you are going to be right.
Uchaita zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, but brother, within a short time, there was a whole big pile here of people that were kneeling down and squatting and drinking the water.
Pasina nguva pakaita vanhu vakawanda vanga vakaita kupfugamira vachinwa mvura nekukapura kunwa kunoita imbwa.
But the ones that were picking water like this, they were just a handful.
Asi vanhu vaita zvekutora neruoko vachinwa vanga vari vashoma.
And they were coming one by one.
Vaiuya mumwe nemumwe.
So that Gideon would see and put them in their place.
Kuti Gideon anyatsovaona omuisa munhu akafanira.
Amen. When the test was over,
muedzo wipo wakanga wapera.
There were only 300 this side.
Kwanga ngwanguya ne 300 kune rimwe rutivi.
So I want to believe that the
9,700.
They say, you are not fighting anyway. Look at us. Because it's us who can fight, not you. Then God told Gideon, tell this 9,700 to go away. They must have said, ah! It's not possible. Look at the Midianites.
300.
That's what God wanted. Amen.
Amen.
So he sent this whole big group away. Then God says, these
300,
they're going to fight. And the battle is going to be won. Are you seeing what God does? Oh. I didn't know we got a picture like this. But do you see these guys that's kneeling down and drinking water like this? The Bible says these people are used to be worshipping idols. So they must go back. I don't want idol worshippers. But look at these guys with a sword in one hand, and they can pick water and drink.
Amen.
Amen. Water test. Give them a water test.
Amen.
That's how we see. Unto what were you baptized? Is that a water test? Amen. As they tell you, no. Matthew tells us, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But the question still remains. What is the name of that Father? That Father has got a name. Is that right? Unto what were you baptized? So now in the message we know. If you
are
not baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with one immersion in water, you will not receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. It doesn't matter how much you bellow the whole day. After you were baptized, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that's not the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
So people will ask you, hey, with all these thousands and millions of people that were baptized, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you tell me that they don't go to heaven? It's not me. It's the Word. Is that right?
Amen.
The Word is what gives the test. It's not the majority. Because God is never intimidated by the number of people that believe otherwise. Amen.
Amen.
He is only depending on the word, on his own word. Finish. It doesn't matter who says what. This is what he wants. Isn't the Lord wonderful? We want to be identified with the word of God. Let me read a quote. Pergamian Church Age. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know why I like to stand and pray? Jesus said, when you stand praying, pray our Father who art in heaven. Then forgive one another. You see, then Gideon chose his army one time by the ones that stooped and bowed down and leapt the water, or the ones that stood up and got the water. You see, so the ones that fell, that's been prostrating themselves before idols, and knew there wasn't subjects to go. So the one who stood with the eyes watching all the time, that's the way we do and stand and pray. Now I believe in kneeling and praying too. But standing and praying, I think it just means something to us somehow. Then he went on to pray. Amen.
Amen.
And in that book, if God be with us, amen, the prophet was showing right there that these people they were used to be idol worshippers. Amen.
Amen.
And because that they were used to worshipping idols, they could never change. They had to lie right there on the water. And God does not want idol worshippers. He will never use them too. Amen.
Amen.
He wants people that worship Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is where we are by the grace of God. I want you to see the contrast between an idol worshipper, the man who prostrates himself on the ground and worship, talking to an idol with no ears, with no eyes, and cannot speak back. And you, who kneels down and worship the Almighty God, who hears your prayer, he is actually seeing you and he answers. There's a big difference. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 343. Church of a perfect man. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to listen to how the prophet is speaking about this. Because he's speaking about a stature of a perfect man. Is that right? He says, but you know, the heathen, they prostrate themselves before an idol, imaginary God. And in an imaginary way, they believe that the imaginary God speaks back to them. Did he speak? No. It's just their imagination. So they walk by their imagination. They do things according to their imagination. But he doesn't talk. Is that right? Yeah. It's all by imagination. And he says, that's heathenism. That's Romanism.
Roma.
Amen.
Amen.
We black people, we also have our gods that we worship. Idols. Yeah, some have got nyami nyami. Some worship the elephant.
Samanyanga.
Some worship the baboon.
Mamwe anamurewa anasoko anamata gudo mukanya.
Are you still worshiping that?
Muchiri kunamata izvozvo here?
Can you imagine? Some even worship a cat.
Mamwe vanotonamata kiti, cats, bonga.
Some worship mice.
Mamwe vanonamata mbeva.
Okay.
Vana misha.
That is idol worship, you know that?
Munozati kunamata mipunzo here ikoko.
And our culture is held up in that.
Uye tsika dzeduka dzakatosimbiswa mune izvozvo.
So much that when you meet your people,
kusvikira pekuti ukasangana nevanhu vekwako hama dzako,
they call you baboon and you answer.
Anototi, ah, soko mukanya, wotopindura wombera.
But you are a brother in the message.
Asi uri hama yemumaridzo.
Are you sure you are a baboon?
Une nechokwadi kuti muri soko here hama.
Hey. Are you hearing that?
This
is where idol worship comes from.
Is that
right? But the believer must be out of that.
And
there's no reason why you mustn't eat what you like. When it is cleansed by prayer. Hey, brother, how can you do that? And that's the only meat that there is. And you say, no, me, I don't eat this. Give me vegetables.
Brother, wake up, brother.
It doesn't work. Come on. Let's eat when you feel like eating that. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people, we ask quite a lot, what kind of meat is this? So that you can choose whether to accept it or not. One time, one sister was speaking to a certain family. And she had just finished eating fish. And she says, "This fish is so good. I have enjoyed it." Then she said, "There's only one kind of fish that I don't eat. All the other fish I can, but that particular one I don't want to eat it." Catfish. But she just finished eating that one. Don't ask, brother. Just go ahead and eat. Pray. And go ahead. Unless you are in China, maybe. They might give you a dog. So maybe you can ask over there.
Amen.
Amen. But anyway, we're talking about something that concerns us here. Our comparison with the idol worshippers. Is that right? I continue with my quote. Amen.
Amen.
From stage of a perfect man. So they that worship idols, they bow before all kind of saints and everything else. Is that right? Saint Barnabas, Saint Cecilia, Saint Paul, okay, you know what that means, huh? That's Catholicism. Yeah? Because when they came to bring their Catholicism, they told you, "Don't worship your ancestors, but you worship our ancestors." It's the same demons, is that right? Is
that
right? Now they accept everything. And they have, okay, Saint Cecilia, a house of God, and so many different things. Like that. They bow to that.
Vanokotamira
izvozvo. And actually believe that in an imaginary way.
Uye vanotozvitenda nenzira yekufungidzira.
It's all imagination. What a type it is of the true living God. But listen to what he says. But when we, not in an imaginary way, but prostrate ourselves before a living God, a living virtue, a living knowledge, a living patience, a living godliness, a living power coming from a living God, makes a living man a living image in the stature of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is he doing? The same thing that Jesus did. Walking on the same way he walked. Doing the same things he did. Because it's not imaginary. Amen.
Amen.
There is a reality that proves. Says, you see what I mean? That living God, in one place says, he comes to live in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you become the living image of the living God. So Christianity is not by imagination. No. We are talking about reality. When we speak about faith, we're not talking about imagination. Imagine yourself getting healed. We're talking about reality. True realities of God. He says, it is so real. Just like you are real to me. That's how faith is expressed. May God have mercy. We don't do things that's imaginary. But you, as an individual, the living God, comes in to dwell in you. To make you a living image of the living God. Is that right? To make you a true stature of a perfect man. This is what he has come to do. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I want to take it up. As we look into this God who is working in threes. And he comes right at the end to make sure everything should work right. Amen.
Amen.
He showed that with Gideon. Amen. And we want to see how he does it all the way. We have already known about the three pools in the ministry of Brother Branham, in the ministry of Noah, in the ministry of the true prophets of God. But you, being a warrior, like
Gideon,
amen, I want to make sure you remove all fear out of you. Because this is the number one enemy in the church.
Says,
everyone that is fearful, God is not using you again. God does not deal with anybody who is fearful. Is that true? So, we as believers, we want to make sure we are bold. And what makes you bold is God who comes to dwell in you. Because on your own you can't make it. Because whenever the angel comes, the first thing his address is, fear not. I come from the presence of God. Is that right? To make sure that fear is dispelled. Relax. Amen.
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God.
kuti ndiri Mwari.
So when your fear goes,
kana kutya kwaenda,
now you are ready.
Unozati wagadzirira.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But God wants to work with you.
Asi Mwari vada kushanda newe.
If only you can desire to remove the fear out of you.
Kana ukangoshuvira chete kuti kutya kubve pauri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Then God begins to work with you.
Mwari vanotanga kushanda newe.
Because the devil tells you.
Nekuti diabhori anokuudza.
You're wasting your time, young man.
Uri kupedza nguva yako mpfana.
It doesn't work.
Hazvishande.
It doesn't happen.
Hazvimbofa zvakaitika izvi.
Then you begin to quiver.
Wobva watanga kudedera.
Is all right? And you don't want to go there again and work. But if you are a son of God, you simply tell the devil in the face,
he's
going to work. Is
all
right? So Gideon was told not to fear. Because he was told you are a mighty man of valor. This is what your last or your final picture is going to be like. So fear not. You walk into what I am showing you. And finally, and at the end, you are going to see you are a mighty man of valor. Are you a saint? The message makes you a saint. Are you a holy man? This message makes you a holy man. On your own, you can make it. But we depend on Him. We who were rugged, good for nothing, in that message of that day on
Calvary,
He says, God makes you to minister eternal life to somebody else. But you
are
a drunkard one time. Good for nothing and wretched. But God has pulled you to a place where you can minister eternal life. Give eternal life to somebody else. Because He gives you eternal life first, so that you can give it to another. Preaching this message. Testifying about the power of the Almighty God. Amen. So that He uses you to bring others into the kingdom. Let's stand upon our feet. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, me. He said, we're not fresh recruits. But we've been in the battle. And we're desiring to go right in the forefront. And He has given us the weapon that we must use to fight in this battle. But we want to remove fear out of us until you are going to be a real fighter. Greatest battle that has ever been fought has been the declaration in this end time. It is the greatest compared to all other battles before. But you are the warrior. And God is depending on you. He's not looking for somebody else that's on your side. But He's looking for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
want to ask Brother Tendai Mukande to come forward and close for us the service in a word of prayer. And committing all these hands of these great warriors of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Paul was speaking about some of your brothers.
Hebrews 11.
Talking about Abel, talking about Abraham.
And
he says, time faileth us. Amen. You talk about Gideon.
Gideon.
Can you put your name also there? Time faileth us. To talk about you also.
Tenzishe toya pachikaro chenyasha madekwanano ishe chikutendai ishe tipa shakara mumkana ishe apo ishe toya pamberi penyu ishe tinokutendai O Father for yet another time O Lord Father O Father where you are told us O Lord Father it does not take our mighty O Father it does not take our strength O Father it does not take our ability Lord but O Lord Father it takes, O Father, you in us, O Lord Father. O Father, we remember even Paul of old, O Father. O Father, he had to knock all his senses, O Father. O Father, so that you would put, O Father, your spirit in him, Lord Father. O Father, it will not take all what he knew, O Father. It will not take all his intellect or what he had studied, O Lord Father. But, O Father, it will take your spirit, Lord Father. O Father, God, even when we remember Moses of old, O Father, oh, we know how Moses, oh Father, had been trained all over, oh Father, in Egypt, Lord Father. But, oh Father, it had to take, oh Father, your spirit, oh Lord Father. Oh Lord Father, we thank you, oh Father. We are so thankful, Lord Father, how, oh Lord Jesus, oh Father, you can speak to us in such a mighty way, Lord Father. Oh Father, may you also help us, Lord Father. Oh Father, to realize, oh Lord Father, that it does not take our ability, oh Father. It does not take any of our knowledge, oh Lord Father. But it only takes your spirit, Lord Jesus. Oh Father, we want to tell you how much we are so thankful, oh Father. Oh Father, may you help us, oh Father. Even, oh Father, in those areas, oh Father, where we might feel, oh Lord Father, we are able, oh Father. But, oh Father, put us aside, oh Lord Father. Oh Father, create in us, oh Father, a new heart, oh Lord Father. And your spirit, oh Father, and use us in a mighty way, Lord Father. Oh Father, if we have done things, oh Father, otherwise, Lord Father, Father, we pray, oh Lord Father, that, oh Lord Father, use us, oh Father, according to the way you fashioned us, Lord. Amen. Oh, merciful Jesus, we thank you, Lord Father. Oh Father, we pray even, oh Father, for those hands, oh Lord Father. Oh Father, there are different desires, oh Lord Father, of your children, oh Father, who want to be used, oh Father. Oh Father, according to the way you fashioned them, oh Lord Father. Yes. Father God, we pray, oh Father, for your spirit, oh Lord Father, that, oh Lord Father, use us, Lord Father, in the way which you fashioned us, Lord.
Yes.
Father, even as we go to our homes, oh Lord Father.
Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God, we pray, oh Father, we know that the devil is not happy after such, oh Father, the service, Lord. But, oh Father, we pray, oh Father, that you provide, oh Father, even all the transport and all that
thank
is needed,
you,
Lord Father. Oh Father, may you help us, oh Father, even to pray one for another, oh Father. Even, oh Father, to remember, oh Father, even the next services that are coming, Lord. Father, we pray, oh Father, that you be with us, oh Lord Father. Oh, because where your spirit is, Lord Father, we know, oh Father, all things, oh Father, all things, all is well, oh Father. Father, we pray and we give glory and honor to thee. Have your way, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.